Sundry, a post-secondary path studying psychology in university, led the newest member of the local RCMP detachment to pivot her career into police work. Originally from Ottawa, Aunt Const. Haley Andrew, who earlier in March started her first post with the RCMP at the Sundry detachment just after graduating from Depot in late February, said she was conducting research for her thesis when she became acquainted with a police officer who was in the process of preparing his master's thesis regarding police officers' perceptions on the use of force. Hearing stories he was told from hundreds of police officers from across Canada rejuvenated my interest in policing and made me re-evaluate my career path, she told the Alberton by email in response to questions. Originally, I intended to pursue a doctorate in psychology and become a psychologist. However, policing became my new passion. Being still so new to the service, Andrew said she doesn't yet have her sights set on a specific field in policing. But that doesn't mean she hasn't already been considering potential future career paths with the RCMP. I have an interest in the Major Crimes Unit and the Drugs and Organized Crime Unit, she said. For the time being in the shorter term, the constable is focused on learning the ropes of community police work under the leadership of the detachment's commander, Sergeant Trent Spurley. I am fortunate to be part of such a great team of experienced officers and administrative staff led by Sergeant Spurley, she said. Andrew is also a liaison officer at the Sundry High School, where she recently participated in partnership among local emergency responders who coordinated their efforts on organizing the Prevent Alcohol and Risk-Related Trauma in Youth, PARTY, program, which involves a staged collision scenario that realistically illustrates to students the real-life ramifications of getting behind the wheel intoxicated followed by presentations. This was a wonderful experience to get to know the dedicated first responders of Sundry, its educators and the students of Sundry High School. I look forward to future programs that engage local youth and the opportunity to work with fellow first responders, she said. As a female of modest stature, the constable encourages any other women who might be considering a career in policing not to hesitate or be intimidated. Do not let societal expectations of what it means to be a woman or entering a male-dominated field prevent you from pursuing a career in policing. In general, policing needs more female representation, and I encourage anyone who may be interested to apply, Andrew said, adding she is receptive to answering questions anyone might have about either the recruiting process or the job itself. Policing is a rewarding profession, and I have met many female RCMP officers who helped pave the way for future generations, she said. While relocating to a small rural community such as Sundry from a more bustling metropolitan center like the Canadian capital has been an adjustment, Andrew seems to so far been settling in well. The residents I have met so far in Sundry have been welcoming and friendly, she said, going on to express a fondness for the serenity of such a natural setting. I love the wildlife and scenery, she said. So far, I have encountered free-roaming horses and a moose right outside my detachment. The constable, who described herself as an avid runner, said she looks forward to further exploring the area and taking in the sights while going out on hikes. Additionally, the older sister to one brother added she's a friendly, outgoing person who enjoys meeting new people. So, she invites anyone who might be inclined to learn more to introduce themselves should they cross paths with her while out and about. If anyone in the community sees me out on patrol, they are encouraged to say hello, she said.